After more than 2 years of Fat to Fit Radio, some people still can't believe you can lose weight eating more than the 1,000 to 1,200 calories traditional diets allow. On this week's feature, Jeff tackles this topic of eating more to lose weight, plus the Web Report and your questions, all on episode number 83 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello and welcome to Fat to Fit Radio. So Russ, last show you did a turkey trot and that was just an excellent accomplishment. We're all very proud of you, but you didn't have any weight loss. So have you got it back on track? How are you doing this week?
Well, we did have some weight loss this week. You know, I averaged over a couple of weeks, not too much, but I'm very happy with it. Lost 1.3 pounds down to 226.8 for the weigh-in this week.
Hey, you know what your next goal is? It's 225 pounds. Because then you can say, hey, I'm $2.25. What do you think?
It's corny, but yeah, I could say that, I guess.
But at least it's a new goal for you.
That's right. Well, let me get to my goals here. And eating and exercise goals, I'm going to put it at about a 6. Doing all right, but not doing the best. And my motivation, though, this week, I'm going to say it's about a 9. I've set a new running goal. I've got a new race in Seal Beach, the Seal Beach 5K and 10K. I'm going to be running in on April 10th of next year. And I may do one before then, but that's just my goal here, to really just train for it and really get a new, much lower time on this race.
Well, that's great to hear that you are now truly a runner now that you've done an official race.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. It's something, you know, you got to have that goal out there. And this is my next one I'm really looking forward to, and got my training program already. And yeah, do it upright.
All right, well, let's move on to our email and comment section.
Yeah, we got our first one here, and it is from listener Ailey.
Hey guys, first up, congratulations on the fantastic show, and congratulations, Russ, on the superb weight loss.
Thank you.
You must go about the day with a smile on your face when thinking about how far you've come. I've recently lost a bunch of weight, 17 kilograms, which is around 40 pounds, and am now successfully keeping it off. Unfortunately, I'm still addicted to chocolate. I never eat over my calorie allowance, so my weight is stable. However, I would like to eat healthier. I weigh 139 pounds, and I am 172 centimeters tall. I'm a medical student in Germany and do weight training 4 times a week and 30-minute cardio training 2 to 3 times a week. I'm pretty happy about my weight, but eating healthy is really difficult. So my question is, how many bad calories, for example, chocolate, cake, sweets, and biscuits, am I allowed in a day? Am I allowed to save them up? Can I have a chocolate bar per week? Sometimes I just have a bar of chocolate for dinner because I just can't get enough of it. I know I'm bad. It would be nice, though, to have a reference of how much chocolate I can enjoy guilt-free each day. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Ailey.
So that's an interesting question about how many bad calories you're allowed to eat each day. Now, we're not going to tell any listener what they can or can't eat or how much of anything they're allowed to eat. Our goal is really to educate people about health and fitness so that they are capable of making the best choices. If we give strict guidelines about what we think people should eat on a daily basis, we'd be falling into the trap that the rest of the diet industry does. It's all about choices and moderation. Clearly, there are foods that are good and healthy for you, and clearly, there are foods out there that are not healthy. In past shows, we've talked about the 5 tiers of food. You might have heard us refer to it as Mitchie's Ladder. We're going to put a link in the show notes to this, but just give you a little overview of what Mitchie's Ladder is again. And it is 5 tiers. And the first tier is called the pious tier. And it's things like just all good for you foods, fruits, vegetables. A few of these items are beans, asparagus, plums, prunes, rice, whole grain rice, spinach, squash, strawberries, just some really good for you foods. Now, the second tier, they call it the happy tier. They're going to be foods just not quite as good for you, but still, eat as much of these as you want. Apples, applesauce, avocados, bananas, cheese, corn. These are going to be foods that are just going to be a little bit more calorie dense. Now, you get the third tier, and this is called the Swiss tier. And this is going to be foods you're going to be adding a little bit of sugar, a little bit more refining to the process. Things like rice cakes, popcorn. You're going to get cheese on this list, chili, crackers. And then you get the dodgy tier. This is the one where you want to have just once in a while things like butter, beer, really soft cheese, chips, mayonnaise, whole milk. And then you have the Newberg tier. And these are the once a month, once in a while things. Things like Oreos, maybe alcohol, bacon, delicious bacon, but you should only have it once in a while. And sausage are on this list. So those are things, the 5 tiers. And so if you only ate from those top 2 tiers, that would be the pious, the best ones, and the happy tier, you would definitely have a very healthy diet. Clearly, most of the foods on the last layer, that Newberg layer, are harmful to you. But, you know, once in a while is not going to hurt you. Those last items on the list, the Newberg tier, they only provide you with calories and they give you very little nutritional value.
That's right. Now, if you are on a strict diet that you're following, anything that you eat that is not in the diet will break the rules of that diet and you will feel guilty. We believe in this 90% rule. We're not prescribing a diet here. We are suggesting a lifestyle. If you eat very healthy and exercise 90% of the time, you will do just fine and probably much better than the average person. When you totally deny yourself certain foods, you will end up only craving them more. Just like Russ said, everything in moderation is fine. And I've said in the past, on one or two shows, that I know a person who eats one chocolate bar every single day. He eats one of the healthiest diets out there, full of fruit, vegetables, whole grains, etc., and exercises almost every single day. He loves chocolate and rewards himself with a little bit every single day. Because he is an active guy, he probably eats somewhere in the range of 2,800 to 3,000 calories per day to maintain his weight. One chocolate bar for him is less than 10% of his daily calories. His diet on the whole, when you add up all the calories and nutrients, is probably healthier than the average person's diet who never eats a chocolate bar. He never eats or drinks anything else with sugar in it throughout the day. He doesn't eat processed foods. For him, this is his little reward that helps to keep him on track. If he never allowed himself this guilt-free treat, I don't know if he would be as successful as he is. So for you, I mean, depending on your size, maybe a half chocolate bar might be a reasonable thing that you can get away with as long as you're eating really healthy for the rest of the day. And there are two final points that I want to make that are very important, though. Calories in versus calories out does work, but all calories are not created equal. Nutrition is extremely important to your health and how you feel on a daily basis. A professional athlete or professional dancer or even a figure skater has to balance their calories to maintain their weight. It is possible that they could all simply eat deep-fried chocolate bars for 100% of their calories. We all know that they would not be able to perform at a decent level if they only ate crap like that, though. It is surely possible that once in a year, all of them will probably enjoy a deep-fried chocolate bar at a carnival, but hundreds and hundreds of healthy meals throughout the year can easily absorb some poor choices once in a while. And my second point, as for saving up to eat some sinful foods, that's really up to you. You do have to keep in mind, though, that you can't save up good nutrition. You can't just eat fruit and vegetables for every single meal for 2 weeks and then eat junk for the rest of the year. It won't balance out that way. What goes into your body does come out. If you put junk in, even if they are very low calories, you will not have a healthy body. I know that most of our listeners are concerned with lowering calories to lose body fat, but feeling healthy and strong is just as important as looking healthy and feeling strong. Make sure that you hit that 90%. That's the ultimate important thing here.
So I'd say, Jeff, where do we find these deep fried chocolate bars? Because I've never heard of that.
I think I heard about them for the first time last year. They might be coming to an area near you soon.
Maybe the next county fair.
Maybe.
All right, good. Well, I want to thank Ailey for her question. And if you'd like to get your question answered here in the show, there's a few ways to do that. The first is by leaving a comment over on our website at fattofitradio.com.
Or you can send us an email to podcast@fattofitradio.com.
Third way is that voicemail. Click on the Call Me button over on the website at fattofitradio.com.
Or you can join our support group at fattofitsupport.com.
All right, we're going to head into the web report now, and Jeff has another infographic for us that he's going to describe.
That's right. I found an infographic from the University of Missouri Extension in their nutrition and health departments, and this is the first graphic that I've really seen that has a pyramid but combines activity with nutrition, and that's something new. So we're used to seeing the food pyramid from the 70s and 80s where you had grains at the bottom and vegetables and it moved up like that. This one here is a little bit different. They have a pyramid that talks about your lifestyle and your activity. That's the basis of the entire pyramid. So starting at the very bottom, which has the most things you should be doing, has lifestyle activities, biking, yard work, household chores, and walking. This is what you should be doing every single day. The next level up in the pyramid is the aerobic activity. And this says here, at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity each week, or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity each week, or a combination of both. And this is walking, jogging, swimming, and basketball. And then as you move up the pyramid, the second from the top, and it's a little bit smaller, strength and flexibility, at least 2 times each week. These are things like yoga, stretching, and strength training. And at the very top of the pyramid, what do you do the least of throughout the week? Well, inactivity. And it says to limit things like sitting and watching TV. Along the side of the pyramid, which kind of makes this three-dimensional, this is where we have all of the foods. And grains are fairly large, vegetables and fruits are fairly large, very small are oil, milk, meats, and beans are about the same size. So this is just an interesting pyramid to take a look at. There is some more information below that describes more about aerobic activity and strength and flexibility and what they think the guidelines should now be for these activities. And this is a very interesting thing. It's a two-page handout. If you download it, you can print it out, put it on your fridge, and this can be a great thing. Hey, I'm living a healthy lifestyle because I look on my fridge and I'm doing what that pyramid is telling me to do. So Russ, what do you have for us this week?
Well, funny enough here, Jeff, I've got an item here, the top 10 list to prevent holiday weight gain. And it is from the Iowa State University Extension Program as well. So that's very interesting. So here's the top 10 list. I'm going to give you first few here, when I find it interesting, and then you can take a look at the rest of them with the link. But the number one here on the list, plan holiday celebrations around activities. It says here, start a tradition of ice skating, sledding, or skiing as part of the holiday celebration. Now, so many times that we go and a holiday celebration is centered around food. And rather than do that, this is saying get out and center it around something active. And that's a great, great idea. And number two here on the list was concentrate on quality, not quantity. Now, so often also when we talk about these big giant plates of food, rather than that, focus on smaller portions and just really high quality, you know, call it gourmet food. You know, just don't have as much and you can be satisfied by the richness of the foods, but and the richness of the conversation and the people that you're a bit with and not by giant plates of food. And number three here on the list I'll just mention here is give yourself the gift of planned physical activity. Make it a priority by scheduling daily activity into your routine. And physical activity is an effective method, obviously, for preventing weight gain during the holidays by burning calories, suppressing appetite, and helping deal with the stress. And that's very important. I want to get that in there, the stress part, because stress during the holidays is very high. People are with their families that they have some tension with, possibly. And that little bit of physical activity is going to help, number one, in weight loss or not gaining weight during the holidays, but lowering that stress level and making just the whole experience much, much better. So check out the other seven on the list. Again, we'll have a link in the show notes for this top 10 list.
Yeah, those are some really good tips.
All right, we're going to move on to our feature for this week. And Jeff was prompted to vociferate on this topic because of a couple of emails we received.
Today's feature section is entitled Eat More and Weigh Less. I have realized that over the last couple of years that this is really my goal. I want to be able to eat the most amount of great tasting food that I can and be a thin and fit person. I do not want to have to live on eating lettuce to maintain my goal weight for the rest of my life. I never want to feel hungry again, and neither should you. You don't have to be ravenously hungry to get to your goal weight either. The hardest part of losing weight isn't losing weight. Everyone has lost a few pounds through diet and exercise in their lifetimes. Everyone hears this over and over again, but the hardest part is keeping it off. Why is it that the diet industry is growing year after year, but people keep getting fatter and fatter? I'm going to jump out on a limb here and say that the diet industry itself is one of the major reasons that the obesity epidemic has spread so much. Of course, there are many other contributing factors. Everything from how our food supply has changed over the years to the lack of exercise, etc. But the diet industry has warped what people now believe to be healthy eating. No diet plan out there educates people on how to maintain a healthy weight. They are just concerned about taking weight off. Most diet plans out there set people up for failure in the long run and guarantee repeat business. There are more and more diet centers opening up every day, and new diet products are flooding the market, yet the obesity epidemic continues to grow. At best, you can say that the current diet industry is useless. Now, our goal in this show has never been the speed of weight loss. Our goal is permanent weight loss. If we just take the last 2 years, Russ has lost about 70 pounds, and he's done it slowly. Russ has a 100% success rate at being able to lose weight. And unfortunately, he has a 100% failure rate at gaining the weight back after he stops dieting. In the last 2 years, his weight has plateaued, but he has never gained back those pounds. If we're going to be honest here, I believe that if Russ lost those 70 pounds in only 6 months, a year and a half later, the chances are probably 95% that he would have regained all of his weight back. We have listeners who come and go and then come back again. I'm thinking of one listener who started listening to the show right near the very start, and he had a fair bit of contact with us. He was absolutely kicking butt on Russ in the weight loss department. Russ was only losing 2 or 3 pounds a month, and this other guy was losing somewhere around 10 pounds a month. He just seemed to disappear for about a year, and we heard nothing from him. When he contacted us again, he had gained all of his weight back and was just starting another diet and was listening to the show again. Russ was now probably 40 or 45 pounds lighter, and now who was kicking butt? Slow and steady does win the race in the end. You are not going to diet really super duper hard and get to your goal weight and then never have to worry about eating again for the rest of your life. You just have to start eating for the rest of your life right now. Our new listeners who aren't caught up yet may not know this, but Russ used to have another weight loss podcast called Fat Guy Radio. He was doing a weekly podcast and losing weight at the same time, kind of like what we're doing here. I was listening and the weight was coming off week after week, and then all of a sudden it started to slow down. And then Russ announced that he didn't want to do his weekly weigh-ins anymore on the show, but wanted to continue on with the show. Now, I am a recovering lifelong yo-yo dieter myself, so I could see the writing on the wall and what was most likely happening. I knew that he was off the bandwagon and was most likely gaining weight. And I felt really bad for him, and I emailed Russ and offered him a ton of advice, and that is how we actually got acquainted. About a year later, we started Fat to Fit Radio together. People ask us all the time how we met, but in reality, we did 2 years of Fat to Fit Radio before we really met face to face. We met for the first time at the Fat to Fit Radio meetup last summer in California. But moving on, since day one, our philosophy on this show has always been that if you eat and exercise like the thin person that you want to become, you will eventually become that person. What we suggest to do is figure out the number of calories that you will be able to eat to maintain your goal weight, and then just start eating those calories right now and for the rest of your life. If you can handle eating the proper number of calories right now without being hungry, you will be able to get to, and more importantly, maintain your goal weight for the rest of your life. In show number 81, we answered an email from Lexi, and part of her email dealt with how uncomfortable she was at eating 2,100 calories a day. It was simply hard for her to accept that she was allowed to eat this many calories. We talked about why people think that they can't eat the proper number of calories that they can, and basically the reason is that the vast majority of people have no idea how many calories they can consume in a day. All that they hear are what the diets tell them they should be eating. They hear numbers like 1,200 or 1,500 calories, but nowhere will they ever learn how many calories they should be eating to maintain a certain weight. This innocent email question and answer started a storm of emails about this topic. Most of these emails were from people with very similar comments and questions. Most people don't really believe us that you can truly eat a lot of food and get to and maintain a healthy weight. I started answering these emails, but then soon realized that there were simply too many coming in and they were all so similar that I'm going to answer them as a group here. And they all sound similar to this. I am 50 or 100 or 200 pounds overweight. I have been eating 1,200 to 1,500 calories a day for 6 months or a year or even longer. I lost 30 or 50 pounds at the start of my weight loss, but now I'm not losing any weight. You guys suggest that I should be eating 500 or even 1,000 calories more per day. I know that if I eat only a few hundred more calories per day than I am now, I will start gaining weight. One person was even sure that if they ate 2,000 calories per day, they would end up weighing over 300 pounds. So I'm just going to read and summarize one such email from a listener, and her name was Glynis, and she had one of the fairly typical emails. And she wrote, "I am having a huge problem losing weight. I am 5'5" and weigh 245 pounds. I have stopped the 1 or 2 pounds a month gain that have been going on for a few years." Now I'm just going to pause here and say that is the very first important step. Stop gaining before you start worrying about losing the weight. but I'll continue here. In June, my doctor told me I was starving myself. I had a hard, round abdomen, and he sent me to your site. I love it, and I've been listening to all of your older podcasts. I am eating more small meals and all the fruit that I can get. I am not losing any weight, though. I fluctuated between 242 and 247 pounds for the last few months. My big problem is that by every index I look at, I am not eating enough. I eat between 1,200 and 1,350 calories a day, trying to justify to myself to eat anywhere from 200 to 600 more calories a day is super hard. I know that you would say I should eat more, but to do so psychologically is far harder than I thought it would be. I am already eating 300 to 500 more calories than I was. So I guess my question really is, when you are obese, how do you justify to yourself and others, for example, my disbelieving husband, that I should eat what seems like a huge amount more food? Now, this email is important for a number of reasons. Number one, her doctor suggested that she started listening to our show, and every once in a while, we get an email from someone who tells us that their doctor or primary care physician has pointed them towards our show and our philosophy. And when we get backing from the medical community, it gives us a boost in confidence that we are truly offering healthful and safe suggestions. The next couple of points all go together. Point number two. Her doctor told her that she was starving herself. Point number three, every index that she looked at showed her that she wasn't eating enough. Point number four, she has heard on our show that she isn't eating enough, but she still does not really believe her doctor, she really doesn't believe all the indexes that she looked at, and she doesn't even believe us right now. Now, in reality, I think that she is starting to come around, though, because she is asking us how to convince her disbelieving husband that she should be able to eat more. So this is a really complex issue. People truly believe that they should not be eating much food. They believe they should be starving themselves. Even when all the people and all the evidence points against them, they still have that underlying belief. Now, I'm just going to do some estimates here. But to maintain her weight at 245 pounds, if she is fairly sedentary, she needs to eat about 2,600 calories per day. If she eats that much food every day, she will stay around 245 pounds. If she loses 100 pounds and now weighs 145 pounds, she will be able to eat about 2,000 calories per day to maintain that new weight. That is only a difference of 600 calories per day. That's the difference of 100 pounds of weight loss. If she changes her lifestyle right now to that of that 145-pound person, she can now start eating 2,000 calories a day and for the rest of her life, and eventually she will weigh that 145 pounds. When someone says that they don't think that they can live the lifestyle of a thinner person, that is garbage. In her case, someone who weighs 100 pounds less than her still eats 2,000 calories a day. And yes, they are not hungry. They are not starving on a daily basis. This is a very important concept because the belief out there that you have to starve yourself to become a thin and healthy person is probably one of the biggest reasons out there that people can't seem to lose and keep the weight off. Undereating will always lead to overeating. You cannot fight your body's natural desire to survive. Nobody has enough willpower to keep starving themselves forever. I would guess that 100% of our listeners have experienced this. How many people have tried to drastically cut their calories and go on a hardcore diet? Everyone can go hard for a few hours or a few days, but then the desire to eat becomes so great that they give up and binge. They binge and then they gain the weight back that they've lost and even gain a few more pounds while they work up the nerve to start yet another restrictive diet. And most people do it over and over and over again. Over the last little while, we also received a number of emails that came in asking about their BMRs and wanted to know if they should be eating at that level. You should always eat above that level. Your BMR is your body's basal metabolic rate. If you are in a coma and you never move, your body will burn that number of calories. This is the number of calories that your body needs to survive. Think of it this way. If you are on life support and in a coma, the hospital will feed you above your body's basal metabolic rate. If they are not giving you a higher number of calories than your body's BMR, They are not providing sufficient life support. They are starving you. You would be outraged. You would expect them to provide enough nourishment for your muscles not to start digesting themselves and for your brain function not to start deteriorating. Then why do people believe that they should do this to themselves when they try to lose weight? You would not let a doctor do this to you if you were in a coma because you know of the negative health effects it will cause. Why do it to yourself? When you start eating below that level, your body very quickly goes into starvation mode. Your weight loss will drastically slow down as your body does whatever it can do to keep you from starving to death. It has no way of knowing that you aren't in a famine. It slows your metabolism down, and how it does that is it starts digesting muscle instead of fat. Yes, you are losing weight, but you're not losing fat. You're losing muscle. Muscle burns a lot of calories each and every day just by having it on your body. And if your body can get rid of muscle, it can now survive on fewer and fewer calories. Here's an analogy that I came up with. Imagine that you are in a hot air balloon with 10 fat people. The balloon is starting to sink to the ground because it's too heavy. If you think that the balloon is going to crash, are you going to tell everyone to start exercising and eating less to lighten the load? Probably not. If you think that you're just about to crash, you will start throwing overboard the really heavy steel propane tanks. That will save you. The balloon is now much lighter and you are temporarily out of danger. But now you're screwed. You have no more fuel and you have no more control and will now crash somewhere else. This is what starvation mode is for people. Your body panics and starts getting rid of muscle. This in turn slows down your metabolism and screws you in the long run. Your body now burns fewer calories per day, and now, by eating the same number of calories, you will start gaining weight. The average 175-pound woman's BMR is somewhere around 1,600 calories. The average 225-pound man's BMR is around 1,800 calories. The average commercial diet that people go on is below these levels of calories. Nobody can eat at these levels for a lifetime. Each time that somebody goes on one of these diets that are below their BMR, it will get harder and harder to maintain their weight. If you have been a yo-yo dieter and are in the situation where your metabolism has slowed down and even though you are eating low calories, you can't seem to lose weight, well, we can help you here. Show number 44 deals with questions all about calories. Show number 45 is all about breaking out of weight loss plateaus that you can start eating more food and losing weight again. We have received quite a lot of feedback about this show in particular that our advice has worked for many of our listeners. And the last show that I'm going to suggest people check out again is show number 62, which covers all of the common reasons why people don't seem able to lose weight. And of course, the most important thing for this topic is how do you find out how much you should be eating at your goal weight? We have this calculator on fattofitradio.com. It's located at fattofitradio.com/BMR. If you just go to fattofitradio.com, there is also a link at the top right that says BMR. Just click on that. We first created this page so that people could figure out their own basal metabolic rate, but over time we have changed it and simplified it so that if you plug in your vital statistics and then your goal weight, it will tell you exactly how much you will be able to eat at your goal weight. It will still, of course, give you your personal basal metabolic rate so that you're aware of this number. Then you just start eating like that thinner person you want to become because you know exactly how much that thinner person of you will be able to eat. Then you can start living that lifestyle now. When you plug in all of the numbers, it will do all of the calculations for you. This is the piece of the weight loss puzzle that nobody else will tell you. When you do plug in those numbers, make sure that you also carefully read the results because there's also some extra information there. And of course, there is much more to eating than just the number of calories. Proper nutrition and eating a wide variety of natural, unprocessed foods full of vitamins and minerals and fiber, all of this is vital to your health as well. But now you have a direction of travel that will get you to your goals. I have one last point from my own personal experience. Being fat really, really sucks in many different ways. Everything from feeling uncomfortable in your own skin, struggling to find clothing that fits properly, just the extra struggles of dragging around all of this extra weight 24 hours a day that simply drains you by the end of the day. Nobody wants to also be hungry for years at a time with only temporary results. Nobody wants to be starving themselves and not seeing results either. Think of your 5-year goal. Do you want to lose 150 pounds in total with many diets over these 5 years and still be overweight? Or do you want to lose those extra 35 pounds once over a year and be living as a slender person for those last 4 years? That's something to think about.
Well, I, for one, Jeff, want to be the latter. I'd like to lose the weight and keep it off. And, you know, you brought it real personal here with me, saying I had 100% failure rate. And that was really, it was motivating. I was listening to it, and I'm like, you got me, Jeff. You got me. I have had 100% failure rate up to this point. And, you know, you don't want that. And I really appreciate it. You brought it personal right to me. That, you know, as well as to Glynis and all the other the listeners.
Well, I think everyone kind of denies what's happening to themselves, and people do this over and over again, and they always think the next one is going to be the one that's going to work for them. But really, if everything that you do just keeps not working over and over, you've got to change something. But hey, let's move on. So, Russ, what do you have for the recipe this week?
On Christmas Day, we usually have a brunch. Some family and friends come over, and we do this egg casserole. And it is probably the worst thing for you, but it is so delicious. It has probably 6 cups of cheese in it, 8 to 10 eggs, and a whole bunch of other little ingredients, but predominantly it's egg and cheese. And while delicious, it is not good for you. And I've always wanted to find a better, more healthy alternative to that recipe. And luckily, listener Caitlin wrote in and sent exactly that. It is this egg breakfast casserole. And the ingredients are much, much better than what I described to you. And I believe that that's about 271 calories a portion, which is great. Add that like a fruit salad and, you know, a glass of juice or a muffin. And, you know, you have a great, healthy breakfast without having all that pile of cheese on there. So check it out. It's very interesting. It's got a lot of ingredients, and it looks amazing to try out. And we're going to try this on Christmas this year instead of the MyFat alternative. So yeah, it's got a recipe for this week.
Yeah, it looks good. And we will have that link in the show notes at fattofitradio.com.
Yes, we will. And Jeff, what is our homework for everyone this week?
There are about 2 weeks until the new year. This is the time where everyone traditionally starts thinking about New Year's resolutions and getting fit. The homework this week is to find someone to be a fitness resolution buddy for the new year. It is easy to get other people started on the lifelong road to health and fitness in the next couple of weeks. This is your window of opportunity. It's not so easy at any other time of the year. If you've had a lot of success lately, this will be inspirational for your friend. And if you've been struggling a little bit, maybe this will be the accountability that you need to keep yourself on track. The next show is our third annual New Year's resolution show. So make sure that both of you listen to it and learn how to make these good and proper, powerful resolutions.
All right. Third annual. It's hard to believe, Jeff.
But, yeah, it's come and gone pretty quick.
Yeah, it's been fun, though. But also here, Jeff, we need a quote for this week, something to motivate everyone out there.
Well, the quote this week comes from Thomas Huxley, and he wrote, "The rung of a ladder was never meant to rest upon, but only to hold a man's foot long enough to enable him to put the other somewhat higher."
All right, I want to thank everyone for participating in the show, for writing in, for calling in, and thank you very much. All the show notes for everything we talked about will be at the website fattofitradio.com for show number 83. Check that out. And with that, we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.